People, the podcast that's guaranteed to make your day a little brighter. With me today is the always fabulous, international, best-selling, New York Times best-selling author, Carrie Jones.
And with me today is my PR man and bodyguard, Sean Farrar. Always amazing, always awesome.
Always hot.
We start every podcast with a random thought that might occur in our car, in our bed, or in a restaurant. And then we move on into a dog tip for life and a writing tip of the pod. And it's all to try to help you and us live our lives a little better. Right, Boo Boo Bear?
So hang on. Please don't call me that. Got a place where other people can hear it. Thank you.
Random thought in the car time.
Yeah.
We're in the car.
We are. You know what I was just thinking about?
What were you thinking about?
You getting trashed on Mango Mike's Hard Lemonades.
I don't think trashed is an appropriate
word. Oh, no, you're right. Trashed, not at all. But I think you might have had some holes in your memory from last night this morning, didn't you?
Didn't drink that many. It's just, they're very strong.
It's like a totally different thing for your body, I think.
I think so.
It just took it off guard.
It took my body off guard.
As a drink, it's way beneath your social standards.
It's so beneath me. I think it comes in a can.
It does come in a can.
Oh, I snorted. Anyways.
Normally, if you don't need a corkscrew or at least a bottle opener, so you won't touch it.
No, of course not. That's not who I am. Liar. I grew up on Pepsi, people. Pepsi.
It's got nothing to do with alcohol, baby.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, I'm not hoity-toity.
I grew up on Schlitz.
You did not grow up on Schlitz. Maybe you did. You are from Florida. Anyways.
Yeah.
I was reading this thing in the New York Times, which makes me sound not hoity-toity, does it? What?
Do you pay for a subscription?
No, because I'm too cheap.
That's not
I use up my free articles and then I move on. It's a car. Anyways, what I was reading about was this thing the Dutch do.
Yeah.
And you know, like, people from Netherlands, Dutch, right?
Yeah.
And what?
Was that even the other Dutch?
What's the other Dutch?
There is none. That's
my guy right in front of us right now. There's like when you're walking.
No, that's a typical tourist hike here.
And his pants.
Outfitted to the max.
He's got 1 inch of skin showing, very white, pale skin, in between the bottom of his khaki pants and his black knee highs pulled up. And I would say he'd be a cool hipster. He's not a cool hipster. He also has a great big hat to keep the sun off of his head and multiple bags. He's got a fanny bag. He's got a camera bag. I think he has another bag. And he also has a Tupperware full of food for his...
Grandchild?
Grandchild?
I don't know.
They're too old to be the parents.
Yeah, you would think so.
Oh, wow. And look at this lady's hair coming up. Anyways.
Straight out of the 80s.
We've got 80s jersey hair coming 90. Up, man. Okay, anyways. That's not what we were talking about, was it? What were we going to talk about?
I don't know. You never told us some New York Times article.
Yeah, man. Okay. Yay. So we're starting our random thought in the car all over again because, well, we're continuing it. It's random thought in the car part two, right? And Sean is still eating, so I'm going to give a little pause here and just randomly talk about the random thought in the car part two. And the New York Times article that I wanted to talk about was basically a talk about dropping, which is what the people in the Netherlands do as a rite of passage. They drop their children in the woods and night in the dark, and then those kids have to find their way back, man.
Do they do it with all kids or just the Boy Scouts?
No, it's boys and girls, man, and they're pre-adolescents.
Girl Scouts? Or brownies or whatever they are?
They're pre-adolescents. Oh, there's a doggy over there. Squirrel! So they're pre-adolescents, and they're like, I don't know, man. They like go and take them out at night. They give them a GPS for like the first half, and groups of three or four usually. They're like, there you all go, find your way back to camp.
Do they sound southern?
Uh huh.
There you all go.
The Dutch sound southern.
You won't need the GPS when you get close because you'll be able to hear the sound of the beer cans being opened.
You'll hear them Bud Lights.
That's right.
But that's really funny because one group, like, they didn't make it back. Well, they made it back, but their people, like the adult camp counselors, weren't there because they had all fallen asleep after getting super drunk.
That's a scout leader for you.
That's a scout leader for you. And so then the children ended up being like, well, there's a house nearby. Let's go over there and knock on the door. And the people at the house were like, oh, no, the children from the dropping. And then they, like, got the
camp. You make it sound like it's really like a Stephen King novel.
It sounds
like the whole community is involved. You gotta lock yourself in your house after midnight in case one of the kids get hunted. You're not allowed to help.
It is the dropping.
The night of the dropping.
The night of the dropping. When all the children must be dropped.
I've got a few kids in my bed.
No.
Oh,
but
never mind.
Anyways, it's about... it's interesting and probably warranted a New York Times article because of the difference in the Dutch parenting style to our parenting style and helicopter parenting. Like, the Dutch are trying to make their children resilient and problem solvers and have some own agency and feel good about accomplishing something, like finding their way home through the dark, dark woods in the middle of the night.
So they only take them up in the helicopter and then they push them out.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
It's like throwing a kid right in the pool, teach you how to swim.
I guess. Did that happen to you?
No.
Oh, that happened to me.
Of course it did.
But my Aunt Patty was right there.
I'm glad somebody didn't just randomly throw you in the pool, turn around, and walk away.
Gabby is also glad. Yeah, Gabby. Because dogs are smart than people.
That's right. What's she barking at?
We've noticed that there's a lot of people who wear t-shirts here.
Well, they're cooler, don't you want?
They're cooler, but it's hard to look good in a t-shirt. Oh, that guy's got a camo tank top, though, man.
Oh, he's got a lot of ink on his arm.
And a ton of ink.
He's probably just showing it off.
He's way cooler than everybody else here.
I'm showing it off, too, but thousands of dollars worth of ink on my head.
It's only one color. It's monochromatic.
Yeah, it's like it hasn't been filled in yet.
Yeah. Wow.
Like it's just the outlines almost.
Dude, he's way cooler than everybody else.
Uh-huh.
He's wearing a tank top that's camo and not a t-shirt, but I think his nipples are showing, which ruins the cool.
Well, yeah.
Nipples ruin it, man.
In a good breeze, I think you can see his nipples.
I think I just saw his nipples.
That's not a tank top. I mean, it is, but it didn't start out
like
that way.
Dude, I can see that. I can see things that I shouldn't see.
Stop looking.
Well, I'm intrigued by these people because they're... have a backpack to go down a trail that's like 1/8 of a mile.
Maybe they have lunch in it. It's kind of square and boxy. Like,
well, how come the lady's carrying it? Why isn't the inky guy
doing it? He had a backpack on.
Well, then why do they have two backpacks? That's a lot of lunch right there.
No, his was smaller. Like, maybe it was the camel pack full of
water,
vodka, and soda.
Mango hard.
Mango Mike. Here, let me see what it's called.
No.
Mike's harder. And it even
he is harder, that's why.
Mango.
It's not normal. That's why it trashed
it's
me.
It's 8% alcohol by volume.
Is that a lot? I don't know what that means.
8%? Yeah, it's decent.
I don't know.
A lot of beers range between like 4.5 to 6.
You can't make fun of me for getting tipsy from that last night then.
I wasn't making fun of you.
You used the word trash.
I was proud of you.
Trashed is not a nice word.
What's wrong with trashed?
It thinks of like you're trash,
it's
man.
Not like
it's garbage.
Stripping your clothes off out of the campground or something running around the streets naked.
Trash implies garbage, man. That's
it does.
You're such a jerk.
Oh my god, look at all the Cub Scouts coming. Writing tip of the pod. Take two.
Oh, you scared the dog.
Oh, she lost her head.
Sometimes as writer people, we feel broken. We maybe got rejected one too many times. We maybe got a horrifying review. We maybe are stuck on chapter 7,560 in our epic fantasy entitled When the Bunny of Doom Fell in Love with the Hamster of Glorious Glory.
I want to read that book so bad. Holy smokes.
Anyway.
This is normal. Creative people have a lot of big feelings.
Big feelings.
Nobody else does, but you creative folks have a huge amount of big feelings.
Buddy, read the next sentence.
People who aren't super creative also have a lot of big feelings.
People feel.
That's right. All of us.
All of us feel.
Stop hurting my feelings. And sometimes, well, sometimes those feelings aren't always positive. So what do you do?
We have made a little list of six things.
Oh, dear Lord, we have.
Don't take the Lord's name in vain, baby. A little list of six things.
Number one.
Do not make yourself hurry. Remember that feeling better can take a little while. So can writing or revising a book. So don't, like, be impatient with yourself if you feel bad for more than 2 minutes.
Oh, heck no, man.
Heck no, man.
I usually go at least 2 minutes, 27 seconds. Minimum.
Number two.
Forgive yourself the way you'd forgive your dog. Don't kick him in the head.
No!
Give your soul a hug. Seriously. But it's okay to be kind to yourself the way you'd be kind to a friend.
Or a dog.
Don't make yourself suffer forever for a mistake you've made.
Number three. Remember that everything changes. It might be pouring outside. You might not know how to finish your chapter. You might have forgotten to buy dog treats. But all of that can change, and it will change, right?
Yeah.
Because the universe goes towards entropy, not order.
Like, it might be pouring outside, so soon your basement's going to be flooded.
Jeez.
You might not know how to finish a chapter and never start the next one.
What is wrong with you?
I'm just being negative.
That's not uplifting.
You should be positive.
That's not. Number four.
You might have forgotten to buy dog treats, so your dog chewed your toe off. Number four. Love is there. Whether you write that damn book or not. Because I've never written a book. For some reason, Carrie still loves me.
I still do. Maybe. Maybe not after this podcast.
Seriously. Your worth is not about productivity.
Productivity.
You are wonderful and beautiful and amazing and smart.
Hello.
You sure are, baby.
Oh, no. And you have to believe what?
That you deserve good things, damn it.
Could you do?
Being a writer isn't the only thing you are.
You might be a podcaster.
You might be a hell of a darn cook.
You might be. You might be a dog lover.
But you might be sad number five.
Do other things. Seriously. Don't just write. Go out and live your own life, too. It makes for better stories. Number six.
Who the heck wants to write about other people's stories all the time?
No, I'm just saying, like, the more you look at people, the more you learn, the more experiences have, the more feelings you have, the more you can use those.
I was being selfish. I thought you meant, like, better stories for yourself, like, life stories for yourself.
Oh, well, that's true,
because you actually lived them.
Yeah, yeah, that too.
You fought a troll.
All right,
number six.
I have fought a few trolls.
Most
I've
women
even
probably
been married
have.
To them.
Hey. Anyways, number six.
Is that mine?
I'm afraid of what's going to come out of your mouth next, honestly.
All right, give up.
Yep. You heard me.
Look, you can't control reviews, your husband, outside marketing, subjective tastes about other people who don't want to read books about a hamster falling in love with Mike Pence's rabbits. You have to let go of all of that. You have to give up trying to control everything. You can only control you and your reactions and thoughts.
That's right.
That's deep, man.
Yeah, were we talking about something like that today earlier? Just like off the cuff, regular old, we're really tight soulmates kind of talk about that.
About?
I can't remember which part
of that.
God. Dog tip for life. Where'd Gabby go?
We lost Gabby.
Oh my god, she must have got so upset that we asked Sparty again.
We're always asking Sparty for the dog tips for life. And not Gabby, and that's not terribly fair.
Not really, but She's usually too busy barking.
Do you want to talk about your creepy laugh at the end of the race?
I don't know what that was all about, actually. As far as the repetitions of the same thing.
It was like amazing. Three times. It was amazing.
That was the computer.
I would like to say that in normal podcasts about writing and life, everyone sounds a lot more pretentious and studied and intellectual than we do.
Oh, I can't do any of that.
Yeah, I know. And I don't really want to, because then we'd be like everybody else, right?
Well, I'd be pretentious in pretending that I was studied and intellectual, yes.
But anyways, that ties into our dog tip for life from Sparty, right? Yeah. Do you want to share that with people?
Sure.
Okay.
Dude, just be.
Yeah, just be.
Who you are.
All the time, yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, do you really think that the other podcasters who sound literary and pretentious all the time, is that what they're like in their normal life?
Oh, Jesus.
Or are they sometimes, like, scratching their underarms and sniffing it? I feel like... Do you know what I mean?
I bet they're not drinking Mike's harder lemonade.
Harder!
Mango flavor.
Harder lemonade mango. But that's it, man. Like, why?
See me rolling.
But the point is that, like, why be something that you're not just in an attempt to impress other people?
Oh, that's just stupid.
Like, the best writers are the writers who are true to their beliefs and their heart and their soul, right?
I think so.
And the best humans are...
Same.
Yeah. And we're not better than anybody else, but we are...
Not really.
Especially, but what we really suck at is faking it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And what dogs are amazing at is just being. They don't fake it. Right?
No, I know. Sometimes people just can't hide it either.
No, that's true. And that's always kind of funny.
Like that look on that guy's face today when you told him who your ex-husband was.
Oh, that was harsh. We saw a house today.
Don't go into too much detail. It was the main crux of the story.
Anyways, we met a man today randomly, and he was like, you look familiar to me. And I appreciated him because he talked to me about financial things and house things when most people just talk to Sean because he's
and
a
I was actually not even in the vicinity when he was giving her all this stuff.
Yeah, it was freaking fantastic. But anyways, this guy, like, I told him I used to be married too, and he was like, his whole face changed.
I thought he was gonna vomit.
He totally looked like and then I loved him. Because he was just being like a dog, man. He was just being
himself.
Yeah, there.
Yeah.
All right, so don't be broken, people. Be yourself.
No, broken people.
It's all right to feel your...
No, broken people. Oh, I thought you were starting to chant.
No broken people. No broken people. Be yourself.
That's the
word. Everyone else.
Oh, okay. You better give me the words before we try to do it together.
Hey, thanks for listening to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast where two random married people give you writing advice after randomly talking about random thoughts and then tying it all in with their dogs. Because, you know, that makes a lot of sense for a literary podcast, right?
I hope people get some stuff, you know, some good information out of it in regards to the writing field.
I don't know. In regards to the living field matters, too.
But does it really matter?
Nothing matters.
If they laugh once, sorry to interrupt, I think we're a success.
The music we clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. The artist is Broke for Free, and the song is Night Owl. Hey, Sean, can people like and subscribe to our podcast? And
yes,
they can.
They
find
sure
the words that
can
go with it.
The word... Dogs Are Smarter Than People podcast, whichever platform you're using, please like, share, and subscribe.
Yeah. It's kind, right, man?
Oh, I can think it's at least a little bit humorous.
I've started giving 2-minute writing tips on my channel on YouTube, Carrie Jones Books.
Yeah.
There's all of 5 views on there. And you can hear my book, Baby, and get art on Patreon, Carrie Jones Books, again. It's the only place you can read this one book that I will never try to get published anywhere else. It's that special. And finally, my next book, In the Woods, appears in July. It's co-written by Steve Waddell. It's scary. It's one of Publishers Weekly's what?
Buzz Books for Summer 2019.
Yeah. Which is kind of cool. And you can link and read the first chapter on my website
as
well.
That's so close.
I know.
To being out.
And yet it feels like it's never going to happen. Also, I'm a writing coach and editor. If you need help about writing your story and develop a mental, development.
I was going to say, what are you talking about? Developing your mental what?
No, developmental edits or an editorial assessment because I'm such a professional.
Oh, you are.
I used to be a newspaper editor.
Talking and reading are pretty much two specific skill sets. See, I can't talk either.
We'll never be able to use this clipping yet.
We're not public speakers.
No.
We speak in the private of our own clothes closet.
We record in a clothing closet, which is another hard thing to say. But you can donate to us on Patreon so we can actually pad the walls.
Yeah.
And we're about to go move to the camper. So the rest of the summer will be camper podcast.
Pray for us. Or whatever it is you do.
Hard. Thank you. Final words?
Rest in peace.